I'm Jason Klom, and this is the Comedy on Vinyl podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Jason. Just wanted to give you a quick update, sort of a mini episode here, since we haven't had a full regular episode in a few weeks. Schedules have not worked out. Sometimes that just happens. We just don't get the schedules don't match up the way we'd like them to. One of the episodes affected by that, though, is kind of exciting, actually really exciting for me. And if you liked the Dick Davey episode last year, you'll be excited about this as well. There is a follow-up to that coming up with a lot of new stuff. Basically, a few interviews with people who knew him, were related to him. Some people knew him personally. Some people knew him professionally. Right now, trying to nail down an interview with somebody who worked with him professionally as well. Which is something I haven't been able to do before. It's not really easy to get a hold of those people. So once I have all those things ready to go, then I can cut together the next Dick Davey episode that's got one really kind of exciting and massive update in there. So I think you'll like that. And beyond that, really, I've just been, the other things I've been working on besides my other podcasts, if you go to comedyarchive.org, I've become Dick Davies' archivist, one way or another. It's mostly digital, although I have some physical stuff that is, you know, just would be part of the archive. And I don't know, there's some of that stuff's going to make its way into that next episode as well. But go to comedyarchive.org. It's small right now. It's minimal, but it'll expand with the more stuff I work on. The more archives I'm involved in, the more archiving work I do. That's just kind of a side passion. What that I do is not a side passion. That's a good question. And yeah, check this out. We're also hoping to, in the coming year, work on some Patreon episodes. I do have a Patreon that I launched a while ago and really, you know, haven't had the time to make extra episodes. Haven't even had the time to make regular episodes. But in the coming year, plan to make some additional stuff for the show. That's going to include, you know, either quote unquote listening parties where, you know, I listen to a record and comment on it right after the fact and you can listen along, or just supplemental episodes with favorite guests and new guests and things like that. There are also going to be tiers for people if you donate enough to the Patreon, where you'll be able to be on an episode of the show, because that kind of thing is fun, because I do like it when audience members suggest episodes, or pardon me, suggest albums to me, because, I don't know, it expands my horizons. Some people sort of assume I haven't heard of some stuff, but it's always up to the guest. But if I do more Patreon episodes, I'll be able to do a little bit more of the picking. Sometimes it might just be me talking about them. Like I say, sometimes we'll have guests, but that's something that I'd like to work on starting in the new year, maybe towards the end of this year, if at all possible. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com/stolendress. Because really, it's for me putting out the three podcasts I'm supposed to be putting out weekly, you know, and we've got supplemental stuff we've been working on, and that's one of the ways I'd like to start releasing it. So, I know this is not a full episode, my apologies, but if I can make a personal recommendation, there's an album that I believe is sold out, but they should be doing new ones. That's the Comedy Bang Bang album. Maybe other podcasts have done vinyl, I'm not sure, but Comedy Bang Bang's the first one that I knew about. It's called Creek Slam Sit, and it is a two LP set, just filled with insane rambling improv from that show, from three different episodes featuring the late Harris Whittles, and his episodes were always a highlight. And I did review it on YouTube briefly, and it's great. I mean, it's a wonderful album, and it looks nice. It was put together well. I think it was sold out. It was a limited edition, but they are going to be releasing new ones from what I understand. Hopefully those aren't sold out by now, but there you go. There's a recommendation for something new, something current. And yeah, I'm hoping by next year, things financially have not worked out the way we wanted. My first vinyl comedy album was actually supposed to have been out early this year. But that is an expensive process. And honestly, listen to anybody talk about it. It is not a money-making prospect, even if you, if you're Jerry Seinfeld, sure. But he doesn't bother with that. If he were to release vinyl, I'm sure he'd do just fine. But it is not a money-making prospect. So it's one of those things where you have to have it all lined up and just be willing to sink money into it. just for the sake of having it. But I'm working on that, and possibly maybe a flexi disc thing, to at the very least get something you can play in your record player. Because, you know, after almost 9 years with this podcast, it is under my skin and itching, and it is so frustrating to me that I haven't released something on vinyl by now that, needs to happen. Thank you guys for listening to this rambling. Please, you know, email me, jason@comedyonvinyl.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at jclom or at comedyonvinyl. You can make suggestions there as well, about albums you'd like to talk about. Only ones that, we're really not talking about anymore: Bill Cosby, Woody Allen, and Louis C.K. And that's just because I don't want to talk about them. And also, to be fair, we've over-talked those first two. We've talked about them a ton. So, go to comedyonvinyl.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Check me out on Instagram, Jason Klamm, JasonKlamm. There I'm hashtag the professional blur. That's where I talk about my extra work. And the reason I pimp that so much is, the two books that I am currently, that I'm writing concurrently are a book about my extra work and the Comedy on Vinyl book. And I sell one, I can probably sell the other one. Just need to, get me more people interested in it. So check that out. That's about it. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, have a good thing. Comedy on Vinyl is a production of Stolen Dress Entertainment. It is produced by Mike Warden and is hosted and edited by Jason Klamm. Our theme song was composed and performed by Richard Levinson. You can email us at podcast@comedyonvinyl.com. You can also send snail mail to Stolen Dress Entertainment, P.O. Box 805, Burbank, California, 91503. Subscribe to Comedy on Vinyl on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you can find podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating and write us a review. It helps. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Comedy on Vinyl, or find everything in one place at comedyonvinyl.com. A major portion of Comedy on Vinyl has been underwritten by Stand Up Records. Please visit standuprecords.com for all your comedy needs, and tune in to the new Stand Up Records channel available on the Roku, where you can also find select episodes of this podcast. Visit stolendress.com to listen to our other podcasts, watch videos, and imbibe freely of our multimedia content going back 15 plus years. Stolen Dress Entertainment.
Hey, it's my turn. Ah!